From Tidbits on May 12th, 2008, this is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Parallels Desktop Build 5600 from Parallels offers full support for Windows Vista SP1 and Windows XP SP3, whether running from a bootcamp partition or a separate installation, improved MacBook Air compatibility, and numerous other bug fixes and improvements. Mac Gourmet 2.3 from Advenio brings to the recipe management software a new plugin framework, so you need to download new versions of any plugins, an optional $9.95 meal plan plugin for meal and menu planning, a new shopping list editor, new display and print themes, better integration for the nutrition plugin, automatic updating via Sparkle, integration with Mars Edit for posting recipes to blogs, and more. Comic Life Magic 1.0 from Plask is a completely new version of the photo comic publishing software from macOS 10.5 Leopard. The comic page layout engine supports complex and creatively curved comic panels, speech balloons and captions, and new brushes provide a hand-drawn feel to lines. Comic Life Magic also includes a collection of artist commissioned templates, props, balloon shapes, and spray cans. Foxtrot Professional Search 2.0 B3 from CTM Development extends the company's Spotlight-like search tool with powerful features such as multiple search criteria, multiple search sources, multiple indices with automatic updating, multiple document previewing, searching within found documents, and more. The program is a free download during a public beta period. CTM Development also released Foxtrot Personal Search 2.0 B3, which lets users toggle between searches you type and on-demand searching, supports Quick Look and Leopard, works with multiple simultaneous users via fast user switching, and can selectively limit Spotlight background usage time. Quay 1.1 by Rainer Brockerhoff continues to give Apple's implementation of stacks, folders in the dock, heavy competition. Even though macOS 10.5.2 brought back the option for dock folders to have hierarchical menus showing their contents instead of those dreadful pick-a-card fan displays when clicked on, Quay's hierarchical menus can be larger and can provide item sizes and modification dates, plus CPU and memory usage for applications, and more. Freeway 5.1 from SoftPress Systems enhances the recently revised web page authoring tool with support for publishing RSS feeds, support for the SVG graphics format, more flexible inflow block items, and numerous bug fixes. Fusion 2.0 Beta 1 from VMware adds support for multiple displays, up to 10, all accessible within virtual machines running Windows on your Mac. It also introduces experimental DirectX 9.0 Shader Model 2 3D support, provides an easier way to import a Parallels desktop virtual machine or a copy of Windows running under Bootcamp, improves printing from within Windows, enhances the user interface in numerous ways, and fixes several bugs. The company has stated that the upgrade will be free to registered users of version 1.x when it ships. CopyPaste Pro 1.0 from Script Software is a complete rewrite of the long-standing multiple clipboard utility, giving it a snazzy new interface akin to macOS X's application switcher for navigating through previous clipboards and archive clipboards. You can now edit clipboards with an integrated editor called Bean, and CopyPaste Pro is now much faster than previous versions, particularly on Intel-based Macs and at macOS X 10.5 Leopard. Opal 1.2 from A-Sharp brings some new Leopard-specific features to the outlining application. That's the successor to the popular Acta Outliner of yesteryear. Also new in Opal 1.2 is the capability to limit how much of an outline is copied to the clipboard, importing of RTF files as outlines, grammar checking, and fixes for a number of bugs. Opal 1.2 requires macOS 10.5 Leopard. Version 1.1.1 remains available for those using macOS 10.4 Tiger. Kaboodle 1.1.4 from Dejal Systems fixes bugs in the freeform and field-based snippet keeper. The update resolves problems related to spell checking, creating child entries, exporting, and more. Kaboodle is unusual among snippet keepers in that it allows freeform storage of text and graphics, including web links, various types of lists, and tables, but also lets you create specific fields for different types of structured data. Kaboodle also supports hatching arbitrary files, encrypting entries, and more. Dockhaven 2.0.5 from Holy Mackerel Software fixes some minor bugs in the cross-platform document management software that enables workgroups to check documents in and out of a virtual library that tracks multiple versions of documents. Dockhaven works with Mac OS X 10.3 or later, Windows 98 or later, and Linux, and it relies on MySQL for its database backend and FTP for document delivery. This is Tidbits. To follow links, download software, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.